When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. It's GV. Today is a pseudo roleplay, so we will be immersed, but I also did want to address you as myself and be able to talk about what we're doing, because this video is an ASMR version. The Will Barker brushing protocol technique. This is the brush. You may have seen it in some recent videos. It's my new absolute favorite thing. We have two of them here. These are surgical brushes. They come sterile in the packet. These are not sterile. And oftentimes, you know, you would use this to scrub and wash your hands. The bristles, I'll let you take a look. They're really soft, but not at the same time. I don't know how to explain it. Hopefully this close-up look you'll be able to tell what I mean. They don't hurt at all. But the Will Barker brushing protocol technique is used by occupational therapists and other professionals who will teach mostly what I found parents on how to perform this technique on their kids who have sensory issues or sensory sensitivities that they're trying to solve or address. This could be a good option for them. I've never heard of this technique before. I'm very interested by it. I watched, there are a ton of videos on YouTube of occupational therapists explaining how they do it. One of the biggest things that I wanted to note was, obviously I am an ASMR content creator. I have no training at all. I have never been told personally by an occupational therapist how to do this. I just watched videos on YouTube, read articles, and the one thing they all note is to not attempt this, especially on someone else. If you're a parent with a child, don't just attempt this on your child without talking to an occupational therapist first, because it seems like you can get very specific instructions depending on the individual child or the individual person that the technique is for, because it can be used for different things. There's obviously different ways to do it, etc. So that's my little disclaimer. And what I'm doing today is the Will Barker brushing protocol in ASMR style, meaning that I am going to intentionally slow it down, intentionally do things in more of my ASMR style way to have this video not be 3 minutes long. So I just wanted to note that as well. But I will be brushing you, if that's good. I think and doing some, it's deep pressure therapy and joint therapy as well. Joint compressions. usually combined with the brushing. So we're going to do the brushing and joint compressions. And because I'm filming up here, I will probably stick to the arms and back, palms and fingers. But I've also seen everyone does it on the legs as well. It's just like hard to see doing anything on your legs. So probably stick to up there. But that's my plan, and I hope you enjoy. Let's start with a questionnaire. So if you aren't familiar with the protocol, it was created by Dr. Patricia Wilbarger, an occupational therapist and clinical psychologist who's been working with sensory processing theories for over 40 years. And there are a few things that the brushing protocol can assist with, depending on. I personally have ADHD, and one of the things that I was particularly interested in was the fact that this technique could assist with transitioning between tasks. Definitely something I struggle with. And I had been advised in the past by a professional to apply some sort of sensory something, whether it be to grab an ice cube, that was an example, when I want to kind of break myself out of a task and move to another. And so when I read about this technique, I thought about that. And I was wondering if maybe this could help. However, there are multitude of situations where this technique could be helpful, so I'm just going to ask you a few questions. Okay. Firstly, if I can get the cap off this. I can't, apparently. Look at it, though. Look at it. Your name and birth date. Okay. So I appreciate you giving me that. The brush pen is absolutely useless for writing. So we will be using Little Duckling. Using the Little Duckling pen seems much more appropriate for my very serious clinical medical profession. All right. So, have you been experiencing any ups or downs with the following? Motivation. Organization. Okay. What about focus? Irritability. Okay. Impulsivity. If it's helpful for you, you can do like a scale maybe, 1 to 5. So we can do 1 being you don't really experience issues with it, and 5 being that's an area of your life that bothers you daily or multiple times a day. Impulsivity. Okay. Okay. What about motor skills? Okay. How about feeling overwhelmed? Okay. anxiety or feeling anxious. Self-esteem or self-confidence. Patience, either with yourself or with others. Okay. Feeling restless or unable to relax. Okay. What about frustration? Okay. Do you have any trouble with eye contact? And any sensitivities to smells, touch, textures? Okay. Do you have any food aversions, like texture? Okay. How is your sleep pattern? Would you say you have a regular sleep pattern? You typically go to bed within the same like hour or so window every night, wake up same time, or is it kind of all over the place? Okay. Do you know how much you sleep on average per night? How many hours? Okay. And how about transitioning from one task to another? Okay. Have you ever been diagnosed with anything that might be relevant? And are you on any medications? Okay. And have you ever been told that you have either sensory defensiveness, been told that you are hypersensitive or hyposensitive? Okay. Basically, the hypersensitive reactions can be you really dislike being touched. You could have aversions to the feeling of certain clothing. It could be when people sit too close to you. You don't like getting your hair cut or your nails cut. You could dislike showering or avoid messy play, maybe in childhood. You don't like your hands being messy or unclean. It could be any of these things. Being barefoot in the grass sometimes could be an issue. Just some common. And then hyposensitive would be that you are seeking a lot of touch and stimulation. So you might see that with wanting to touch everything, needing to pinch or bite yourself.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 footlong deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ugh, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
High pain tolerance, being unbothered by dirty hands or messy face, especially in childhood. You always want to feel fabrics or have very heavy pressure when writing on paper. Okay, all right. So, what I'm going to do is perform the basic technique along with the joint compression. So we're going to start with the brushing. These brushes are, in essence, exactly the same. This one just has a nice grippy handle. It says TheraPressure Brush on it. And then we have another here. It's smaller, a little more compact. So usually with children who are undergoing this technique, it's actually recommended that you do it every 90 minutes. It should take about 3 minutes, but we're going to extend that in this session just to draw it out a little bit more. Okay, so we can start with this brush. I find it actually pretty easy to hold. And what I'm going to do is apply very deep pressure because this is very flexible brush. I'm not going vertically, we're going horizontally. So I'll be going horizontally up and down your arm 10 times. We're going to do the other arm. We're going to do your back. We're avoiding sensitive places like your face and your stomach. And when I do the back, we're also avoiding the spine. I'll also be doing your palms and fingers and the backs of your hands. Okay. So I'm going to explain everything while I do it. The first thing is that when you actually do this, you're going to want to have your own brush for hygiene reasons. And I'm going to be moving down in a sweeping motion horizontally. I'll be using one hand with the brush and the other hand it will be either on your shoulder, but we just want to maintain contact the entire time. Otherwise, if I were to lift the brush and then put it back on, it could be very shocking. So we want to minimize that experience. And since you're wearing short sleeves, we're going to go up and down on your arm. And then when I move to your back, it's totally fine to do this over clothing. So you can just stay as you are. I would say if you're wearing something really heavy, like a jean jacket, that is probably when you should switch into a nice cotton t-shirt or something like that. But it's totally fine. So let's start with your arm and kind of the term brushing might be a little bit misleading because I'm not sweeping or brushing. It's a very deep pressure using a soft, flexible bristle brush. Okay, so I'm going to take hold of your arm here. I'm going to start down at your wrist and we're going to move upwards. When I move back down, I'm going to avoid tracing over the spot that we just went on. And eventually we'll get all around your arm 10 times. Ready? Is that fine? Good. It doesn't hurt. Move right to your palms. So we're going to go over the top of your hand and flip it over. Now your palms, I'm going to brush 5 times. 1, 2, 3. Kind of going over your fingers. 4, 5. Now I'm going to go behind and get your back. Put my hands on your shoulder. Now we're going to be moving in kind of a W shape. I'm going to do this 5 times and we're going to avoid going up and down over your spine. across the shoulders and back around to your other arm. I'm gonna just hold by your wrist. Good. Okay. So I'm gonna do that 10 times. Going over to the top of your hand and then flipping your hand over to your palms and we'll get your palms 5 times. 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. Okay. So that is the brushing portion. Once again, this could be used on your legs as well. That would be the complete. And then when you do the feet, you actually want to hold the top and bottom and move in the same motion as well. We can always extend that to doing your legs and feet as well if we find that that would be beneficial to you. Right, so how did that feel? Good. Good. And then once again, this can be repeated every 90 minutes. And we can talk about how often is realistic for you. It's very individual. Okay. So following the brushing technique, we're going to do joint compressions. We're going to start with the arm that we started with, the brushing. And I'm going to start with your wrist. So I'm taking one hand on your arm, one hand on your hand, kind of sandwiching your wrist. And I'm going to make, we're going to press in, 10 times. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm going to do this individually to your fingers. So your pinky pressing in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 5, and then your shoulders themselves we can do at the same time. So I'm going to put 2 hands, one on each shoulder, and we're going to press down 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then we need to move to the other side. We'll do your elbow. Your wrist. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then all your fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, could absolutely do this to yourself if you need to. A lot of times when you're working with kids, obviously a parent would be doing it for them, or their caregiver, or their occupational therapist. But to do your knees and ankles, again, that would be really good to get that in there. You can even do things like jump up and down, because we just want to create, again, that joint compression. And that, combined with the brushing, would be the Will Barger brushing protocol technique. Yeah. Interesting, right? All right. So if you would like, you may pick one of these brushes to come home with you. This was the one that I used today. They're going to feel the same on your skin. It's just a matter of preference when you hold them. This one just has more of a thick handle. But same bristles. Okay, perfect. You definitely have this one. And you can let me know how the technique works for you, and if you come back for another appointment in a few months or so, we'll be able to compare your answers today with some answers in the future and see how it's working for you. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for coming in. I hope this is helpful, and we'll see you soon.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.